That was Duke Ellington and his orchestra playing Rhapsody in Blue on 88.5 KPLU.
Hallelujah. Good one there. Colby Jackson, it's our School of Jazz guest DJ, Bellarmine Prep Jazz Band in Tacoma. He's a 16-year-old junior playing tenor saxophone. Also plays a little trombone, a little piano if the occasion calls for it. Colby, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me here, Abe.
So tell me about your earliest experiences with music.
I love music since I was like 3. I wouldn't be able to sleep when I was young, so my dad used to play like alternative rock type stuff. Yeah, my dad was into that, and I'd fall asleep to that. I started playing jazz in middle school.
Now, you play tenor saxophone. Can you tell us how you got to that instrument?
My musical director at the time, he told me that I couldn't play in the percussion ensemble because there was one too many percussionists there, so I had to pick the next best instrument, which was obviously the saxophone. And I love the big, full sound, especially like Ben Webster. He has that breathy sound, and Lester Young just has a wonderful sound too.
And you also play trombone, as we mentioned, and that's what we've got for you next. I refer to this guy as the Bacon of Jazz. He makes everything better. Uh-huh. Wycliffe Gordon, introduce this song for us.
All right, this is Wycliffe Gordon's Cherokee.
On 88.5 KPLU's Evening Jazz. Thank you.
Writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hoe, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. Was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
KPLU.
How I loved my trumpet, the feel of it in my hands, its very volume and shine. You know what I especially loved? The spit valve.
Thank you.
That was Danny Boy from Maynard Ferguson's big band at KPLU.
88.5 FM and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. That's Colby Jackson. He's our School of Jazz guest DJ tonight. 16-year-old junior tenor sax player out of Bellarmine Prep's jazz band in Tacoma. Colby, tell me a little bit about the gang you hang out with at Bellarmine Prep, your jazz crew.
Tony, Cecilia, Patrick, and Eric. We're pretty great. Tony plays the drums. Patrick plays trumpet. Cecilia plays trombone, and she sings. And Eric plays alto, and he sings.
Tell me about working with another saxophone player. That's got to be a lot of fun.
Eric and I, we play in our own jazz combo, and our sounds contrast, but they come together to make a really good tone. Like, he has this very nice classical Paul Desmond-y sound, and I have this, like, kind of growly tenor sax sound. And when we come together after, like, solos or something to hit a melody, it sounds really nice together. Probably wouldn't even be into jazz right now if it wasn't for him. He's probably my greatest inspiration. I take most of his ideas and turn them into my ideas sometimes.
We've got one of the greatest saxophone players walking the earth up next. Tell me about the first time you heard James Carter.
The first time I ever heard James Carter was on a YouTube recording. He goes absolutely crazy, and he's doing all sorts of techniques and double tonguing, slap tonguing, and I love James Carter.
And tell us about this song you've picked for us from the record In Carterian Fashion.
He overdubs three saxophones at the same time in this song. That's pretty crazy, but it's all him. This is Frisco Farley's from James Carter on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. 88.5 KPLU. Crazy, man, crazy.
Thank you.
That was Skylark from Paul Desmond on 88.5 KPLU.
You're listening to our special School of Jazz guest DJ, Colby Jackson. I'm Abe Beeson. Colby, 16-year-old junior tenor sax player at Bellarmine Prep in Tacoma for their jazz band. Playing a lot of big band stuff with the school band. You've also got a combo with your buddies. Mm-hmm. You tell me what you like about big band versus combo stuff.
I like the big sound of a big band. All the pieces of an ensemble can come together and make really one big giant sound. But I also really like how someone can express themselves and be like more free in a combo type situation.
Right. More intimate conversation, maybe. Yeah. Now, you've got a combo, a small group combo that you're playing with your buddies.
We've been playing since sophomore year. Our band name is 1959. Miles Davis's Kind of Blue album came out that year. And
you're playing gigs?
We're playing a little bit. I think our biggest gig was at the Sheraton Hotel.
Did you have a lot of people checking you out?
Well, we were kind of like by the bar, so there's a lot of people drinking, and we were just playing jazz, you know, chilling.
Now, up next, we've got one of the greatest big bands of all time, and in fact, probably the greatest drummer who ever played, Buddy Rich and his big band. And I wanted to ask, have you heard the Buddy Rich tapes?
Yeah, I have. They're pretty extreme.
Can you tell the audience what they're like?
It's basically Buddy Rich screaming at his bandmates. I guess I could understand like his position. He has kind of sort of a big reputation and he wants to uphold it. But he also goes kind of crazy on the West tapes. So,
well, he goes a little bit crazy on this next tune, too. I'm really glad you picked this one. We're going to stretch out for over 12 minutes with the Buddy Rich Band. Tell us what we've got coming for us now.
We have Buddy Rich and his big band playing Channel 1 Suite on 88.5 KPLU.
We'll be right back. Evening Jazz on 88.5 KPLU.
Magic spell you cast, this is love the iron rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see love the iron rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed. Love the iron rose.
That was La Vie en Rose by Louis Armstrong on 88.5 KPLU.
That's Colby Jackson, our School of Jazz guest DJ. 16-year-old junior playing tenor sax out at the Bellarmine Prep Jazz Band in Tacoma. Their director, Casey Whitson. Thank you, Casey, for directing Colby in our direction. Colby, let me ask you about your home life. Do you have parents that are very supportive of your playing music around the house all the time?
Yeah, my parents are all very supportive. My grandma's probably my number one fan out of everyone. She supports me. She plays violin at the Jubilee Jams down in Lacey. She also plays a little piano, too, and she sings.
Fantastic. And we just heard from the great Louis Armstrong, who is probably best known as a singer, although jazz fans love his trumpet playing, a hugely influential trumpet player. Have you ever thought about singing as well as playing sax?
I guess so, but I can't really sing much. I can, like, stay on pitch, but that's about it. That's about it.
And you're in your junior year now at Bellarmine Prep. You're probably starting to think already about college. Do you think you'll pursue jazz after high school?
Of course. Jazz is my passion. There's nothing on the planet that can compare to jazz.
Do you have any schools in mind that you're hoping to go to?
wherever will take me.
We've got time for one more tune. Colby Jackson, our School of Jazz guest DJ. Check out the website for more info, schoolofjazz.org. We're finishing off with another trumpeter and another big band, Thad Jones Mel Lewis Band. Tell us why you picked this one.
I picked this one because this is the first big piece that I learned starting my high school jazz career and under the direction of Casey Whitson.
So this one has a little bit of a personal touchstone for you.
Yeah.
Is there a sax solo on this tune that you played in the show?
I didn't play the solo, but the soli I did play in, so.
Excellent. Let's finish it off. Colby Jackson, thank you so much for being here. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Abe. This is The Groove Merchant with Thad Jones and Mel Lewis and their big band on 88.5 KPLU.